This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Not too many years ago, if you wanted to listen to music that had been maybe released 20 years ago on a small label or on a decaying medium, you had to really want it. You had to go to old music stores or maybe connect with specialty dealers.
All that's changed today in the era of digital music with outlets like Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, YouTube making huge stashes of music available with just a couple of clicks. Our next guest calls it the age of musical plenty. It's a time when the sheer volume of available music can be paralyzing.
And his new book, Ben Ratliff, lays out some new ways to be a better listener in a saturated musical world. His book is called Every Song Ever, 20 Ways to Listen in an Age of Musical Plenty. Ben, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks a lot.
Well, how would you describe this new era of musical plenty?
Well, it's just the phenomenon of having everything in your pocket, you know? It's instant access to what seems like every song ever. The name of the book is Every Song Ever, but of course we don't have every song ever. There's lots of important music that was never recorded, and there's lots of recorded music still that has not been properly negotiated for or whatever, and you just can't find online or through streaming services. But, I mean, I'm a music critic for the New York Times. I use streaming services every day. It's an amazing resource. I'm always astonished at the depth of what's out there. But I guess, you know, once in a while in your life, you encounter something that you like and you don't like in equal measure. And that's sort of my feeling about streaming services right now.
And Ben, I think I'm probably not alone. I've been in that position where I pick up my phone or I'm on my computer and think, okay, I can listen to anything I want to. And then I'm paralyzed by choice. I don't even know where to start. And that's kind of what you're tackling here in the book, sort of mental organizing principles to help us decide what to listen to next.
There is an idea out there that you know, abundance is paralyzing, and that it feels bad, you know, that it's a problem. I don't really feel that way myself. I think actually it's a good moment, and we have to mark this moment and say, you know, it was never like this before. I think actually it's the streaming services who are partially telling us that it's that, you know, all that choice is paralyzing because they want to make it easier for you. That's their business. So I write just a little bit in the book about algorithms and you know, how streaming services feed you music, how they size you up as a listener, or kind of define the type of music that you seem to like. And they're going to want to give you that more or less, a larger version of your comfort zone, so that you will discover new things. You know, nobody can say that you'll be hearing the same five records over and over again, but it'll be more or less in tune with what you already know. And my book is an argument against that spirit, because I feel that the listener is really powerful now in a new way, because of access. Access is power. And so we've got all this stuff. What are we going to do with it?
Well, I want to dig into some of the new ways that you suggest we can start listening and be better listeners to the music that's out there. And you're saying just sort of throw out the genres, the way we've been thinking about it, the sort of niche listening that people do. And one of the new ways you're suggesting is to listen for slowness. And it sounds like you've actually been slowing down songs to see how they hold up. What have you found about this sort of slow, I guess, kind of a groove that songs can have?
Sure. Well, the book is broken down into chapters about different kinds of listening experiences. And this is how I'm dividing up music in the book. It's a suggestion for you know, different ways other than genre to listen. And one of the chapters, as you say, is about slowness. And it's about what is it like to listen to music that's slower than it needs to be? What's the effect of that, of radically slow tempos? And how, you know, how can it, it's a way of connecting far apart kinds of music. If you like the way Sarah Vaughan sings a very slow ballad, you might also be interested in you know, Shostakovich's last string quartet, which also has a very deep slowness to it. Slowness in particular is sort of amazing, I think, in music, because it intensifies whatever is already there when you bring the tempo down. And if a song is really strong, if it's strong enough to handle a radically slow tempo, it can be an amazing experience.
Let's give a listen to, you recommend for each of your organizing principles a bunch of different songs. Here's one from the slow chapter, Richie Valens and Donna. Here it is.
Song Donna, there, kind of aggressively slow, but kind of hypnotic too.
Well, it's funny that you chose that one because, yeah, that is a beautiful ballad with a cool slow tempo. But I brought that one up in the book specifically because a friend of mine long ago was experimenting with taking 45 RPM records and playing them on 33, and you know, this is back in a long time ago, he was doing this on a cassette. So he recorded maybe 10 of these in a row, and he got very scientific about it. You know, some songs work when you slow them, when you play them at the wrong speed, and some don't. And that was one that worked. When you played that one even slower, at, you know, the 45 single of it on 33, it held together, and it intensified. And the emotions that are already there grew deeper. So, I mean, you know, that's a funny example, but I do think that slowness is very powerful in music because it makes you ask questions about where is this music, you know, where is this song going? Where is it taking me? You know, how long is it going to take? It makes you think about your own sense of passing time and, you know, then inevitably into bigger questions about life and death.
Talking to Ben Ratliff, music writer for the New York Times, and his new book, Every Song Ever, he's suggesting some organizing principles to expand our musical horizons in a way in a world of almost infinite music. Let's get to another organizing principle, and we'll start out with Duke Ellington to introduce the concept of repetition. Track is Reminiscing in Tempo by Duke Ellington. And Ben, talk about repetition as a way to organize our listening.
Well, repetition, there's different kinds of repetition in music, but repetition, you know, good repetition in music, really effective repetition, is sort of like, it's the idea of slight changes against a constant. You know, if we, in a song, if we heard exactly the same thing over and over, the same phrase, like identical over and over, I don't think that we would like it very much. When we talk about, you know, repetition as a positive thing, we're talking about something that changes slowly as it moves along, but it gives you the feeling of repetition. And again, it gets into, you know, this book is about listening experiences, and it focuses on the human experience of listening and how you can sort of get inside the song and feel the effect of it. So you start to think about the repetition involved in daily life, really. All these chapters in the book, all these different ways of listening to music, are not musical terms per se. You know, like in the old music appreciation books from the first half of the 20th century, music would be broken down into musical ideas. You know, here's a chapter on how melody works. Here's a chapter on how harmony works, etc. What I'm doing is I'm assuming that, you know, now the listener is more powerful. We can take listening experiences as the jumping off place.
And we're going to go out with one that you recommend for the category of the perfect moment, a moment of perfect authenticity and surprise. A little surprise. I think it's probably the first time we played it on Central Time. This is God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols. Ben Ratliff, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Ben Ratliff is a jazz and pop critic for the New York Times, the author of several books, including Every Song Ever, 20 Ways to Listen in an Age of Musical Plenty.